Good morning and welcome to A Taste of Torah as we do chapter 37 in the Tanya that Jews around the world are studying this week. And one of the incredible things about having the teachings of Tanya, the teachings of Chassidus, of Jewish spirituality, is that it tells you what happens under the hood. It tells you what you are accomplishing when you are doing the Torah, when you're doing the mitzvahs. It doesn't just tell you the what, but the how and the why. And for me, it gives so much meaning to the avoda, to the service that a Jew does throughout his life. We know the what. We know that we are put in this world to do mitzvahs, to work on our character development, to connect to God, to make a difference to the world, to study Torah. We know all of that. And we also know that there's an end game. And the end game is that we perfect the world. We bring Mashiach. We have a reality where there's peace all over. There's enough for everyone. Godliness is revealed. It's a world of godliness shining in a very obvious way, like the Garden of Eden prior to the sin. We know that. It's one of the fundamental beliefs of Judaism. But how that happens is something that Chassidus explains so beautifully, and it gives so much meaning to the work that we do. And I'll put it this way, that there are really two ways to think of an award or a prize for something. You know, one is what happens if a teacher tells the class, all right, everybody, the room is messy. If everyone could clean the room, work together, and if we clean the room, you'll all get a candy at the end. And this is common with kids, this kind of prize. And while it might work, the prize has no inherent connection whatsoever to the work that just happened. They just cleaned the room, they got a prize. And how do I know it has no inherent connection? Because the teacher could have just as well chosen something else to give the class. It was arbitrary. Obviously, as you get older, the prize for cleaning your house is that you have a clean house that you can now live in and enjoy, and everything is so much easier and more pleasant in your home. Similarly, with you exercise, what's the reward for exercising? You're healthier. Your body itself feels better and is more fit, and you can, God willing, do more things and feel better. So these are two types of awards or prizes, one that has an inherent connection to the work that you're doing and one that is arbitrary. And so when it comes to the work that we do this in this world and the fact that the day will come, please God, real soon, when Mashiach will come, which of the two is it? Is it that we accumulate enough mitzvahs like the kid at the arcade that gets the tickets and then the day comes where God says, all right, I think y'all have done enough. I'll give you the ultimate prize. Mashiach is now here. No, it's not that way. It is that each and every mitzvah that we are doing right now is creating that Mashiach reality, bringing it one step closer. Of course, the curtain only parts. We only are shown the effects of our actions when Mashiach actually comes. But everything that will happen when Mashiach comes, chapter 37 of Tanya begins, depends on what we do right now. Hence the award, the benefit of the mitzvah is the actual mitzvah, says Tanya. It's the effect of what we are doing, not something external to the mitzvah. Ever since creation, especially ever since the Torah was given at Sinai, we've been on a mission, and that is to change this world through our actions, specifically through physical actions of mitzvahs. And here's where we have that expression, tikkun olam, which unfortunately is so misunderstood by large segments of the population and misconstrued to mean so many different things. Tikkun olam means perfecting the world to reveal its godly core. As we learned in chapter 7 of Tanya, so much of this world has a film over it, which is called klipa, which is a shell, a film, a peel that hides the world's true reality, which is why there can be an atheist in this world, because God conceals his identity. And so much of physicality also hides over the fact that it has a deeper purpose and a deeper identity. And we learned in chapter 7 that while there are all sorts of very opaque klipot that completely conceal God and is contrary to God's desire, the majority of the klipa in the world is what is called klipa noga, which means translucent klipa. Think of a grape peel, which, yes, there's a peel there, but it's a shiny peel, and the fruit is almost peeking out. You can see straight through it. You just have to reveal the fruit that is underneath the peel. Most of the world is this way. It is not going against God. It just currently is not revealing God, and it's up to us, the Jew, to utilize that item in a way prescribed by Torah that thereby reveals the true. Interestingly enough, in the Talmud, when it uses the expression the mitzvah, the generic mitzvah, which one is it referring to? It is tzedakah. Because based upon this idea in chapter 37 of Tanya that every single mitzvah is about revealing the holier, the godly potential of physicality, the quintessential example of that is tzedakah, in which someone takes something so physical that they've exerted their energy into earning and now selflessly uses it for a mitzvah to help another person, to help a holy organization, that is the ultimate transformation. Intent of that item. Think just how many mitzvot have to do with physical items. When we sit down in a month's time and we eat the matzah, here we are taking flour and water and we are using it for the most marvelous, holy experience. We are elevating that food. When we take the leather and we turn it into a tefillin or a mezuzah roll, scroll, right now we've removed the klipa and aligned this item with a holier purpose. But it isn't only that. Think of the energy that we put into fulfilling that mitzvah and all the food that we eat that gives us the energy, or the sleep that we did the night before that allowed us to have the koach, the strength, to do the mitzvah the next day. We've now elevated all of that as well. Perhaps most of all, the klipa inside of us, our animal soul, when we make a dent and we do character development and we harness our more animalistic characteristics to do something good, to do a mitzvah, to do what Hashem wants, we've now elevated our animal soul. We have removed the husk, the peel, and we've revealed the godly core of that item. Right now, we are using technology to study Torah. Can you imagine what that is doing to the device that we are now holding in our hands or listening to? In fact, this is why even when we pray in Judaism, we don't want to just pray by reading it with our eyes and brain, but we want to actually say the words with our lips. Even better, shake our body a little bit to get our body in on the action and involve it in the process, again, elevating the physicality. So A, this gives so much meaning to each and every mitzvah that we do. B, it tells us that this is something that it's going to take every Jew to do their mitzvot in the world to bring Mashiach. You know, the example of cleaning the room isn't a good one, because in that case, you can have a few people sitting on the couch and everyone else just working overboard. But in this case, it's going to take everyone working on their portion in the world, and specifically their animal soul, in order to collectively remove this peel and to reveal godliness in everyone and in everything. And finally, this gives so much encouragement to the Beinoni. Again, most of Tanya is a manual for the Beinoni. And the Beinoni at times gets frustrated. How come I'm not able to perfect all my feelings, all my moods, just like the Tzaddik? And we tell the Beinoni here, the fact that you're focusing most on action, that isn't a second best. That's not, all right, you can't be a Tzaddik, so at least focus on action. We're telling him it's the action that matters most to Hashem. We live in a world of action, and it is through physical actions that we create this world into a home for Hashem, thereby bringing Mashiach. And this is why so many talks of the Rebbe concluded with, we should picture the entire world being in balance, and our one mitzvah being the one that will transform the entire world into a home for Hashem. It isn't just that we do enough mitzvahs and we win the prize and bring Mashiach, rather each and every mitzvah makes Hashem more comfortable in this world to call it his home. Mashiach is when he moves in a revealed way, please God.